The housing market is lagging behind the rest of the economy, with home sales down nearly 5% from a year ago, even as mortgage rates are a full percentage point lower. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, good to speak with you.
Great to be with you.
So what's going on? Why are these home sales dropping? Unemployment is at a record low. And look at those interest rates. They're falling.
Yeah. And you would think that would bring in a flood of buyers. Look, we are still seeing pretty low, relatively low, I should say, inventory, meaning that there just weren't a lot of homes for sale for a long time. Now, that inventory is starting to creep up. That's good. We saw interest rates pop at the end of last year. That spooked a lot of the buyers out there. We had 5-6% annual increases for a bunch of years. And so that really started to get some of the first-time home buyers completely freaked out, and they just abandoned ship and did not continue to look. They are great renters, though.
Well, should sellers be worried?
Well, I mean, look, I think that sellers have to be more satisfied with the price they're getting and don't expect just huge increases over what the list price is.
Don't expect those bidding wars, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so a 5% drop is average across the board. We know some markets are much better and some markets are much worse. So take us to a city where something interesting is happening.
Let's go to Columbus, Ohio. How about that?
Let's go.
And you're broadcasting from the Boston area. I live in New York. I just came from the Bay Area. These are markets where it's so frothy and crazy that people say they just can't do it anymore. But in Columbus, Ohio, we're looking at a median list price of about $250,000. Well, hey, that will bring a lot of people into a marketplace. We're also seeing some very good action in Texas, where there's been a lot of building, and they're trying to attract a lot of the California folks who don't want to pay high taxes, and maybe their kids are out of school and they're willing to relocate. But I will say there still are some pretty strong markets out there that you have heard of. The Bay Area, though, first time in a while, we saw a decrease of 3% from a year ago. So still, you got to pay almost $1 million for a house.
I was just going to say, maybe we should point out that the median house in the Bay Area costs close to $1 million now. So does it look like that little bubble or that big bubble is starting to burst?
I can't see it, because you have all of these unicorn companies going public. So you've got some instant billionaires, exactly. And I think that what we're hearing more and more is that people are starting to really scratch their heads and say, wait a second, why am I sticking around here? Maybe I can get my job somewhere else, like Austin, Texas, or gasp, New York City, because it's cheaper.
Wow. Okay, so one quick thing I want to bring up with you. Over the last 25 years, the average age of a first-time buyer has gone up from 26 years old to 34. So I know you are big on financial advice. What do you say to those 34-year-olds out there who are just about to try and buy their first house?
You know, I think that you still have to run your numbers before you start the process. And it's really good to do a comparison of buying versus renting. The New York Times has a really terrific buy versus rent calculator. And in addition to considering your mortgage principal and interest and the homeowner's insurance and the taxes, please, as a homeowner, let me remind you, upkeep and maintenance, so important. 1-3% of the purchase price, depending on how old the structure is, every single year. Put it in your budget, because you will end up paying for it.
Do your homework, people. This is a gigantic purchase, one you'll have for probably a long time. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thank you.